And now, I'm hugely distracted. I don't think you have violent pit stains, but you have to understand, like, look at your camera right now, why it seems like you might have violent pit stains.
It's dripping all the way down, dude. I don't know how to stop it.
It was pit up, is the way you were framed.
Yeah.
I guess Be careful if you're ever on a customer call or whatever.
Yeah.
In South Australia I was born. Heave away, all the way. South Australia is my home. We're bound for South Australia. All the way, you're rolling.
PR, welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode number 682. Here's your host, Tyler Dribbler.
What a unique pirate that was.
I feel like if I put a cowboy bed under that, it would sound like a cowboy, but instead I put a pirate bed under it so it sounded like a pirate.
It was like like a very Scottish pirate to me.
I gotta also say I'm in my in-laws' old summer home in New Hampshire right now, and sound carries and everyone already went to bed, so I'm trying to I didn't full send it, I guess.
Everybody went to it's 8 p.m. That's insane. That's wild.
I mean, based on the pitter patter up there, not everybody, but
can you hit me with a yar?
Yar.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay,
did I mention last week when we did the pirate thing that South Australia is the best sea shanty?
Did you listen to last week's goddamn episode?
I did, yeah, and I can't remember what I said or not.
Right, deeply sampled that song specifically because you said that.
Oh, well, that's hilarious because it didn't come over at all. It sounds like nothing. Did you listen to it? It sounds like
seriously?
Nothing. Yeah, for real.
Fuck. Okay, well, I gotta write myself a note that I gotta fix it. Because
well, I appreciate
it sounds
you
great.
Doing that.
It sounds great on Audacity. Apparently it didn't come through. Oh, fuck me. Why would
really
that be?
I appreciate that, Samuel. Thanks for doing that. It is my favorite shanty.
So it's supposed to be, because honestly, it doesn't work that well as an intro song because it's so much lyrics. I want something that's just instrumental, and none of the instrumentals I found sounded anything that wasn't like total shit. So I did just the opening hook and then a hard fade so you can barely even hear it while Zach's talking. But I guess it's just... What, 12 seconds of silence?
Yes,
Zach, oh, fuck, correct. That sucks. You don't know, dude, I work so hard on that.
Well, I'm excited to hear it eventually.
I'll fix it, god damn
it. But yeah, I had to listen to it because I was like, I know Zach recommended I watch some movie, and I couldn't remember what it was. It's Masters of the Universe, as it turns out. But anyway, Zach's not here, we don't care. Boris is here. That's what we want to get into. We want to get into some Boris time. Hey, Boris.
Yeah, Boris hates Zach. Get into that.
fuck Zach. All my homies hate Zach. How's it going?
Good.
What are you drinking, feller?
Yeah, what do you got? That looks like a Red Bull until you turned it. Kind of looked like a Red Bull.
Yeek. I am in Chocorua, New Hampshire. So I have Moat Mountains Chocorua Barrel Aged Imperial Stout, aged in Chocorua Straight Rye Barrels.
Huh.
This little town has its own distillery. And I assume that's where the Chocorua Rye Barrels come from. And this is an Imperial Stout. Oh, it's 9% ABV, 1 pint. It's being sampled by my co-host here.
I think your kid's a little young to be drinking, buddy. Like, I don't mean to, like,
backseat
parent for you,
somehow,
but...
So, you know, a little tipple of 9% Imperial Stout.
Like, if she's coming to Wisconsin soon, so you're trying to, like, ramp her up.
That's right. Yeah, before we get to a state where you legally must carry a BAC of 0.12. All right, so what do we got here?
Yeah, driving here is weird because the, like, the level at which you get a DUI is still lower than the you must be this drunk to be in public mm-hmm. level. So it's like
it's a real catch 22. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. It's not nearly as sweet as I was expecting from an Imperial Stout. Usually there's a lot of kind of sugary notes in there. It's very dry. I feel like I can kind of taste the rye, like some bitterness coming through. Some really deep, rich, kind of malty flavors, toasty, kind of cocoa. It's good. It's got like a bit of a hoppiness to it, but not terribly so. Don't really taste the 9% ABV yet, so we'll see how it unfolds as it warms up here.
All right, I have something that might be a little sweet. This is, and I'm definitely pronouncing it wrong because it's got little accent marks that I don't know what they mean, but Bacalar Honey Lager. It is 5.8% ABV. It is a Czech lager with honey, I guess. It's the bottle. I thought it was in a brown bottle until I poured it out, and then I realized the bottle was green, so I feel a little irritated by that.
Oh man, you got fucked. You got punked.
Yeah, a little bit. I got punked. It's a nice amber color, pretty clear, light head with pretty similar size bubbles.
That's really high ABV for a lager, isn't it?
5.8. I mean, I don't know. Is it really high?
5.8. I heard eight. Sorry.
Oh yeah. No. It's 5.8. This smells kind of have you ever had those like honey pretzel twists? That's what this smells like.
Oh, those suck.
Whoa.
Peach's own. That's kind of what it tastes like too. I'm not mad at it. It is very sweet. There's a maltiness in there. So it's kind of like a sweet cracker is kind of what it tastes like to me. But I don't mind it. Sam.
Sorry, first Tyler, is it cold where you are?
Am I blasting nips?
I didn't say anything.
They don't feel like it.
God, you guys will do anything for content, huh?
I know, he's fucking depraved. So I have Energy City's Bistro Cabana. And now I'm not gonna like this. Strawberry Watermelon Berliner.
You know what? So those Berliner Weisses, they're not that bitter. So or not that sour, excuse me. So don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, you've totally fucking nailed that. Good job, buddy.
Shit.
So like I don't like sours, and I don't even particularly like strawberry, to be honest with you. I love watermelon, but I don't really think that watermelon is gonna carry the show here.
Now I understand.
Whoa, it just smells like strawberry.
So I can understand the texture problem with strawberries, with the seeds, but you don't like the flavor of strawberry? Like, you like strawberry Starburst?
Well, so the thing is, strawberry artificial flavoring I think is good, and I don't think it tastes anything like real strawberry. Like, strawberry, I ate so much strawberry fruit by the foot, and I thought it was so good. And strawberry Pop-Tarts, also very good. But I don't think they taste like strawberries taste. I think strawberries taste like shit. Like, I really hate the texture. Wow. And the flavor I would call, like, mid at best. And the texture does not.
My daughter would bite you in the parking lot over that. She
doesn't like strawberries. She doesn't like honey pretzels. Come on.
I know. What does he like, you may be wondering. The answer is not
just
much.
Cold beans.
So look at it.
It's like orange juice.
Behold.
Oh, that's upsetting.
I mean, with the light behind you, it looks like a latte. I'm assuming it's like orangey, not brown.
No, dude, it is brown.
Oh, it's brown?
Straight up is brown.
No.
Why is it brown?
It looks like cloudy, like a puddle that got a bunch of mud in it, is what it looks like.
It looks like a hazy brown ale, which I don't think exists because it would be a terrible idea. And it just tastes like fruit. So I think if you like strawberry, maybe you'd like this because it's not actually sour, but it tastes a lot like strawberry, and I don't think strawberry tastes very good.
Huh.
Maybe it's one of those things where I just haven't eaten that many strawberries because I don't like them. And if I had them in the right season with the right ripeness, then maybe I'd get it. But just anytime there's strawberries out, I'm eating the strawberries last. And everyone else is eating the strawberries first, so I don't eat the strawberries.
I mean, that's the problem with fruit, is fruit, when you get it right, is so good. It's nature's candy. But, like, it can never be as, like, you can never get, the same fruit over and over the same way you can with, like, a candy. It's always going to be the same.
The range on fruit is...
The first pineapple I ever had was the best pineapple I've ever had, and I've been chasing that dragon ever since. Like, just the best fucking bite ever. And ever since then, it's been it's still good, but it's not quite what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Huge bummer. Okay, so that's kind of on the road for our first article. From sfgate.com, SF Giants drop beer prices for a game after KNBR pressure campaign.
And now what is KNBR?
It's a morning news show, I guess, on the radio. Never mind. So it's a radio channel, right? Like KNBR, W, whatever. Like it's a radio channel. But there is
I thought it was always, is like W... FM and KAM or something like that. Like I feel like it's always K's and W's.
I know this. If you're
Tyler, if shut the fuck up. Force is about to answer my goddamn question.
Sorry, if you're east of the Mississippi River, it's W. If you're west of the Mississippi River, it's K. Is the first.
So it's not an AM FM distinction. It's just geographic.
Correct. Though I don't think AM follows the same like four letter.
Thing. Well, it mentions later in the article that they have. So
I thank Boris for teaching me something for once? Because it's the first time in like 400 episodes I've learned anything on this show. So thanks.
someone's gotta learn you guys something here and there.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Someone taught me Byzantine, the word Byzantine, 50 episodes ago or something.
Anyway, so this radio channel, it has a morning show, Murph and Marcus, and they had Giants president and CEO Larry Bear on, and they were like, hey, for funsies, you should sell some beer at $6.80 for their one thing that's on 6:80 a.m., and then $10.45 for their other thing that's 104.5 FM.
It's like hilarious that that's still so much to spend on 10 ounces of Miller Lite, but of course, in San Francisco in a professional sports stadium, that seems like a good deal.
Right. So I guess they're going to do it. They're going to sell Coors for $6.80 and Corona for $10.45. Doesn't say if it's going to be like how much is in there or if it's draft bottle, canned, or whatever. Never mind. 12 ounce drafts. Never mind. It does say 12 ounce drafts. You're right. But,
thanks again for the education there, Boris.
Jesus Christ. So it does seem to be like a lot of beer, a lot of money for not that much beer, but they sell a 20 ounce for $16.89 normally. So goddamn.
So that's like not even that much of a discount.
It's a little bit. It's less than 26. Half.
Sure. Okay, but also, okay, so if there's a Coors for $6.80 and then a Corona for
It's insane that the Corona is more money. That's wild.
Who's getting the Corona, right? Like
I'll pay more money for the worst beer.
Right.
I'm just offended by the like existing 20 ounce pours. You were talking about that $16.89, but the premium beers, which are craft beers and international ones like Guinness, are $19.69, which is like honestly, at this price point, not that much more. But just the idea of Guinness being a premium beer makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. Yeah, So we went to that, Halloween something fest in Orlando with Becca's brother. And, beers, cost, $20. And that... I don't know. I guess I could kind of understand that one, because it's a one-night thing, but to just constantly have $20 beers at your venue, and we're all just like, yeah, that's fine. Kill me already.
The thing that fucks me up is it's clearly a bunch of really smart people did a bunch of math on, like, you know, the amount of money that we take in is the price times the quantity that we sell.
Right.
So let's, whatever price point we set that maximizes that product is the number we set it at. And they set it this high because they know that enough people will buy it, which just makes me feel like, oh man, I guess you guys think baseball's really boring.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
I did hear something on the news about how, like, some companies have begun doing, like, individual pricing without, like, telling folks. So, like, using your data that they would buy to figure out, how much you could probably pay for a product. Yeah, and I think they're being taken to court, which is the upside, but, like, ugh, just horrible.
I feel like if I were part of that, they would learn that the price that I'm going to pay is a bullet between the eyes.
Zynga. I think Bazinga it sucks that they are allowed to just decide what the price of beer is. Like, I was taught that America is a free and open economy, and I think everyone who supplies beer in this stadium should be allowed to price it however they want to maximize.
I'm sure they have to contract with the stadium.
Oh, yeah,
they're all in cahoots to set a price.
Yeah, it's a localized monopoly, as we...
Yeah, totally.
As we say.
It's like the airport, the goddamn airport.
The goddamn airport.
I spent $20 on a beer in the New York airport, and I gotta tell you, after the weekend I had had, it's the best $20 I ever spent.
That's the thing, is it seems like beer, I guess alcohol in general, is one of those things that you can really, it seems like you can really gouge. Like, even if you go out to a normal restaurant, they're like, you know, doubling, tripling the price of alcohol that they would pay, right? Like, for some reason, we've just decided as a society that that's where the markups are.
Because we're paying for the ambiance, and the ambiance is bad lighting and bad music and people who are mean to you.
Irritating people around me, yeah. Love going out. Love going out. Yeah, Boris.
Oh,
what have you been doing? You've been going out? You've been doing stuff?
I have a restaurant story to follow that one up. So
nice.
Perfect.
If you'll recall, a while ago, I think I shared a story about how I went to a place that had, like, they gave me moldy beer, basically. And then we're kind of...
I like that Tyler was taking a deep sip when you said the words moldy beer.
Mm-hmm. And so we went to a different place with...
I thought you were going to be like, we went back.
We went back, you know, just to see what kind of mold spores they've developed.
So we go back and order normal cheese, and maybe it's blue cheese.
Oh, there you go. Every burger is a blue cheese burger. Try hard and believe in yourself. So we went to a different place. So we got there. The only time we could get a reservation for, like, 8 people was at, like, 4:45, but with a toddler, like, that's kind of actually a perfectly fine time to do dinner, because, like, not that crowded, and you just kind of go in and take over the place and get home in time for bed. So we did it. We went, and we all ordered a round of drinks. We, like, got our little cocktails, and Ellie, we, like, threw some chicken nuggets in for Ellie or whatever. And then at some point, they come over to us, and they're like, okay, so our vent hood is broken. So we're not actually sure if we can cook dinner for you guys.
Jesus. How do you learn that at service? Like, no one's testing anything out?
I guess. Like, what are they going to... Are they just, like, frying burgers for fun at 2 p.m.? Like, what are they going
to... They don't have a lunch service?
I think they're probably, like... No, I don't think so. I think this place was just dinner. But Yeah, I don't know. So regardless, we're kind of like, okay, well, what do we... So we sat around for a few more minutes, and they came back, and they were like, yeah, we're definitely not going to be able to, like, do dinner tonight. So we're, like, closing down. And we were like, okay. But they comped our drinks and the kids' dinner, and then gave us a gift card to come back later, which I thought was really nice. And, you know, obviously it's not their fault. I can't really blame them. I'm sure they would not like to be closed for a full Saturday night of service, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the flip side.
That's
of
much better service, getting, yeah, than the moldy
place. Moldy beer and told to go fuck yourself. So
shout them out. Also, I don't think you ever shamed the last one. Let's get both of them. A Goofus and Gallant situation.
Sure. On the naughty list is Rosalba's Bistro in Quincy, Massachusetts. Moldy beer. Don't go there. On the nice list is, what was this place called? Pub on Page. They're like the pub on Page Hill Road in, it's around here. It's in Tamworth, New Hampshire. So if you're up in the White Mountains, Pub on Page, great
beautiful
place.
Area.
I assume their food is good. I don't know because I wasn't able to try it. But,
what? I heard you. Wait, did you actually get the nugs? Were the nugs microwaved?
We got the nugs. They were like chicken strips. I don't know. Chicken strips and fries were fine. I think their fryer was working. So
yeah, the fryer was up and everything else was down. Yeah.
I guess. Well, I think at a certain point I was like, oh, they have like a little brick oven for pizzas. I was like, can you just crank out pizzas? But then they're probably not equipped for every single person to get a pizza who comes there. So like,
yeah, 500 pizzas tonight.
At some point they would rather turn people away than say, wait an hour and a half for a pizza. Yeah.
And it will have like one pepperoni on it.
That's wild.
Yeah, so go to Pub on Page if you like nice cocktails, because that's what I can endorse. They were pretty good.
All right.
Cool. And you know what I appreciate too? One of our party was a pregnant lady who got a mocktail, and the mocktail was like $5. It was not cocktail price. And it was good.
Yeah,
so
that is annoying. It's like
props to them for not pricing their mocktails like cocktails.
Yeah. Like you don't have the expensive part in there though, so why am I?
Yeah, you don't have the good part. Don't make me pay for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well that counts. Thank you, Boris. That counts as content. We can move on to another article. We checked that box. This is also a bad article. It's from sporked.com. I don't know what that is, but Liquid Death and Garage Beer want you to mail pee to data centers. I don't think they really do. So Liquid Death and Garage Beer released some video about how you can drink a bunch of their products and then you'll be peeing so much that you can power your own data center. So why not just ship your pee to the data center so they don't have to suck up a bunch of water? And I think it's mostly just an ad for their stuff that's like piggybacking off, you know, data centers being in the news. But I'm not going to watch the video.
Of somebody peeing on a data center?
Yeah, like I do that enough in my own life, you know? I don't need to watch a video of it. No, I don't think there are any data centers in Delaware, actually.
Too big.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, you'd have to pave over the state.
I mean, I think all of Delaware is just that little corner that the I-95 goes through, right?
Yeah.
I remember driving down in college, we drove from Boston to Florida for spring break, and like a bunch of dudes loaded up in the car, and I remember there being like 2 miles of highway in Delaware, and there was a toll booth where they were like, "Aha,
yeah,
we got you, suckers."
It's
like, man,
nuts.
We should have gone around this stupid state.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Like, if I want to go up to like Philly or something on the weekend, it's like $18 in tolls. I'm like, what the hell? I'm driving like, you know, 100 miles. Why am I paying so much goddamn money?
Okay, so I'm not getting. So I've like skimmed this. Is this pro or anti data center, or is this just like
I think
it's more of a center. You're talking about it type of a thing.
Yeah, which we are. I think it's like enough of a Rorschach. Again, I haven't watched the video, and I won't. But I think it's enough of a Rorschach thing that you can go
linked
either
from
way.
Because I was gonna watch the video. I don't see it.
I don't know. Again, I haven't looked into it. I think it's like, you know, if you're pro, you can read it as pro. So if you're anti, you can read it as anti. But most importantly, it's getting Liquid Death and Garage Beer out there. Now, the one Garage Beer I had was fine. It was whatever. But Liquid Death makes me mad as a concept. It's just water.
Yeah, what is the deal with Liquid Death? It's just...
It's just water. It's canned water.
I think my interaction with it was when we were stopped on a road trip at some point, and I was like, man, I could really go for a seltzer right now. And I got a can of Liquid Death from like a gas station, and then it was still water. because I didn't read carefully, because I just assumed all liquid death was sparkling water. They were out of polar. And that's I was disappointed. I was hella disappointed.
I mean, I guess it's
fine
good
water.
For,
I don't know. I remember it being good water, but like, I don't, it's, man. Yeah, it's all branding.
I guess it's good if you're like a survivalist, right? Because you can keep it like it's shelf stable. But come on. Like, who's just, yeah, you're buying the branding. You're exactly right, Boris. It's just to look cool with drinking water. Yeah. Sam's liking the video. Sam's watching the video. He's enjoying it. He's reacting.
It sucks, but it sucks in a way I really like.
Okay. I'm reading this. I think
that kids would call it extra. It's very extra.
Yeah.
It's still unclear what the point they're trying to make is.
Right.
Okay, well, so now a guy just drank some pee. I think he was supposed to be a juggalo, and now an eagle is flying overhead, and his dick is censored, and he's peeing into a mug. Oh, and they're at the post office, and they all have mason jars filled with piss. Oh, and this poor lady working at the post office, she's not happy about this at all.
Well, they never are.
This sounds like those Old Spice commercials from like 20 years ago, where they would just do random shit, and we all thought it was so funny.
Honestly, it is. It harkens back to that, but I think it's. I hate to say this. I think it's a good version of that. I was entertained.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I had an experience like that recently, where I watched something that I think was bad, but I enjoyed it. Have you ever seen the classic E.T. ripoff Mac and Me?
All no. I know, I only know that as Paul Rudd on Conan. That's right, all I know about Mac and Me.
Right. With the So Mac and Me is a blatant E.T. ripoff that features a kid in a wheelchair this time. That's like the big difference. But I watched E.T. recently, and then I watched this movie, and I got to be honest, I like Mac and Me better.
Oh, wow.
E.T., have you seen E.T. recently? I know I've talked about this so much in like the past 6 months because the movie freaks me out. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. It's weird as hell. It's weird as hell. Steven Spielberg has said that the E.T. is like somewhere between 300 and a million years old. So like, why is he hanging out with this child? Why do his friends just leave him? And then they're like, oh, wait, we can just come back. No big deal. Like, that was the whole thing, is that they had to escape. That's why they left him. Why does he mind link with a boy and then make this child horny? That happens in the movie. He makes the kid horny.
So I haven't seen this movie since I was like 8.
Yeah.
Before horny was a concept that had entered my mind.
It's
horrible. My answer to your first question was like, well, the kids like take him in and give him snacks or something, I assume, and they're not trying to do weird experiments on him like the government would.
He's somewhere between 300 and a million years old, right? His species can travel through space, and he's like, you know what? I should probably hang out with these 6 to 8 year olds, because that's what I need to do. My man can take care of himself.
He was like trapped there or something. Wasn't that the idea?
Not really.
300 to a million is like, that's a wild range. How do you not?
Did Steven Spielberg say that, or did some dumbass on the internet say that?
So here's what happened. There's a novelization that says the E.T. is 300 years old. Hold on. The novelization says he's 300 years old. And then Steven Spielberg said in an interview, no, that's not right. He's more like a million years old.
That's wild. That's like saying someone is like 1 to 1,000 years old, like a human.
So why does this...
What is
why
that
does
order
this,
of magnitude?
Like, this being is fully grown, like, he's been around for so long, can travel space, but just hangs out with these kids and makes them horny? It's weird.
Well, maybe he'd never had Reese's Pieces before, and he had them, and they made him horny, and he was just trying to communicate, this is how I feel. So now you get
to go there. Like, was his intention to make the kids...
I don't know whether that was his intention, but it's very clear that that's what's happening. You got to go back and watch E.T. It's a nightmare. I hate it.
It's kind of like a nice through line, though, because that was like Drew Barrymore's first role, and she went on to make Charlie's Angels, which was a movie that made me very horny.
Sure, sure, sure. That makes sense to me. But Mac and Me, on the other hand, so it's essentially
how horny
the same
did it make
plot.
You?
0% horny, which is part of why I liked it so much. He wasn't making any kids horny. First of all, the creature looks preposterous. It's like the creature design is so bad that it's very, very funny. And second of all, he doesn't make any kids horny. And third of all, there's a lot of ridiculous wheelchair action because they decided to make like a kid in a wheelchair one of the stars. So Sam's seen the part where he like falls down a cliff in a wheelchair.
I've only seen the one, like, it's the 40-second scene.
Yeah.
But does he go off ramps and shit too? Do you do any backflips?
Like, no, but like there's a part where he like, you know, he's like going down a hill and like skidding through cars, like through traffic and stuff in his wheelchair, and there's all sorts of weird stuff. And like I said, it's very blatantly a ripoff, but I gotta be honest, I would rather watch Mac and Me again than E.T.
That's wild.
Yeah. So your hot take at the end of this is Mac and Me is the better version of E.T.?
I think so. I really do.
What age? Boris and I both have small children. If I'm going to do this double feature, 9, 10 years old, somewhere in there?
Sure. Yeah, probably.
Man, Tyler doesn't know what kids do.
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. Couldn't tell you. I do think they have to be older than they are now. I don't think it would work now.
Thank you for that feedback.
You got it. You got it, Toots.
Man, I know that it's just you're the most aggressive farmer stand, but the way that you're framed up right now, it looks like you just got back in from mixing a huge pot of pasta sauce with your arms up to the elbow.
It's not the first time you've said that about my tan. Years ago, you made
Did I say pasta sauce specifically?
Yeah, exactly the same thing, pasta sauce. Yeah, exactly.
All right, I mean, fans, go back and listen. And if you are the first one to tell me which episode where I said that one before, I will email you $3, and I'll figure out how that works.
No, it's
that's
it's,
too much of a coincidence. I think Tyler's actually got some pasta sauce back there.
It's horrible. It's really, really, really bad. And all my legs too. Like, it's just, yeah. It looks like I'm Frankenstein's monster together from a bunch of different folks. But what can you do? What can you do?
I guess. Do you ever think about when you're gonna go make love? Do you ever think about putting on those, you know, those like princess gloves that go like halfway the bicep?
Yeah.
You think about wearing those, you can be like, so now I look dainty. Because no one knows about your sauce arms if you got those on.
No. No.
Bring Becca on.
No, what do you do? Yeah. I slather myself, slather the rest of my body in tomato sauce is what I do.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What I was gonna say, maybe the sauce arms are the point. Maybe that's.
You got to even it out.
A desirable feature. In a male
it's
of
terrible.
Tyler's species.
It doesn't it doesn't matter how much I like lay out, it just refuses to even. Because I spend so much time outside with the, you know, in my work uniform. It just refuses to even up.
I really am livid that there isn't a good way to Google the internet for what time did I say that before? Because I want to hear that again. Because I bet it was funny the first time too.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Speaking of things that are pretty good, how about some beer hacks?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, did I say good? I meant not very good. So we're on a new chapter. This is cleaning things with beer. This is number 27 out of, just to reframe, 100. So
we're almost a third of the way there.
Yeah. We've made a dent, but there's so much left. Clean your gold jewelry with beer and a soft cloth. I'm not gonna read all this. Why would I do this?
Like, what does it do? Like, is it any better than cleaning your gold jewelry with water and a soft cloth?
The nice thing about this and other beer-based cleaning deployments is that good beer actually cleans things worse. You want to use something very straightforward and cheap. Just pop it in there, then polish up.
But why?
So I guess I would say
carbonation or carbonic acid or whatever thing.
For the sake of content, I'd say listeners, reach out to me over email. I'll give you my personal address. Send me all of your gold,
Cash for gold.
And I'll clean it, and, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll send it back. Maybe I don't, but I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, I think because we have to polish our Lyle gun down at my job, and instead of buying expensive metal polish, maybe I can just, you know, buy some beer. Little for the gun, little for Tyler.
This did say gold. You know? I have a feeling that your gun isn't made of gold. Unless you're James Bond.
No.
I think you could try it though. See if there's room in the budget for a six pack at least.
Although fuck me running the next page is shine up your pots. Which does seem, I guess, I don't know for sure. I don't want to get into it yet. We should talk about it next week cuz this shit's it's gold and I can't waste it.
Listeners, mail Sam your pots.
Yeah, mail Sam some pot, brother.
Weed. Sam's been getting mad high. I don't know, Boris. You haven't been on our other podcast. Sam's getting fucking twisted on Mystery Gate. Yeah.
No.
He keeps drinking these weed sodas and making incredibly poor decisions, and it makes me mad.
So the thing I think now it's tough because those episodes aren't going to be released for like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
But like in retrospect, each time I always think that was not the most tactical decision, but I also usually think that was from the perspective of making an entertainment product, still a pretty good decision. Like I violently split the party at one point, and Tyler got so mad at me, and I was like, but Tyler, you have to understand how funny it is that I did that. The way that I did that, like I threw them under the bus so hard and ran away.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
It would be funny to like keep that going, but Zach was like, no, we got to get you guys back together. Fucking figure this out. Get back together, because I'm not running two separate sessions.
But the point I'm trying to make is Sam is getting absolutely faded and just running amok is what I'm
Once a week, and it just so happens to be while we're playing D&D.
Absolutely faded.
A little, like, cooking egg.
Yeah.
Well, Boris doesn't listen, so he doesn't know my my code name.
Yeah, that's so true.
I don't, but it would be funny if I did, but I don't. So
I thought you were gonna tell him.
Oh, what? Your name is Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam, because I have a beer and
has two
carrots.
Yeah,
That's pretty good.
See, he's already twisted before he gets on. Violently high.
I mean, I gotta respect that game as a guy who has to get up and do dad shit, because that's not easy after whatever that is. Anyways, no, I firmly believe that D&D, people who min-max D&D and try to do all the proper tactical things each time are the worst, and it's not a fun way to play.
Boris, you're making me mad. You're making me mad. I'm not trying to min-max, I just don't understand why he keeps throwing hot dogs at everything.
If you wanna do that, go play Elder Scrolls.
I'm not trying to min-max. I'm specifically, and I don't think I've told anybody this, but I have a Lunar Sorcerer character, and I get all sorts of cool stuff, like invisibility and all sorts of stuff. I haven't been taking it because my character is a big drama guy who wants to be seen, and it goes against my character to take those. So yeah, don't tell me about min-maxing.
All right. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm just playing my character, and my character happens to be a dipshit.
Who loves to jump.
Character.
Well, he only knows so many spells, okay?
That's true. It's absolutely true.
And now, listener, if you like this, look forward to 2.5 years from now when this season of Mystery D8 comes out.
Is Zach the DM, and Zach is responsible for like editing it, and that's why it doesn't come out?
No, we're just way behind. It was mostly me.
It is Zach's season. He's running the season, and he's the editor for this season. But we're just so far behind that Mary is releasing episodes every week or two that were from a year and a half ago or whatever, because we're just so far.
I took like a 6-month break of not putting out episodes,
and I yelled at you nonstop, and you were "Fuck you! I'll get around to it."
Yeah. I did get around to it eventually. Mary took a two-month break, so we're just behind by a bit, you know.
Okay.
But, I don't remember what my main point was. I guess just that You don't need to send weed to Sam. He's got enough. He's got enough.
No, I'm actually super low. I gotta get more, and also they're gonna close the loophole soon, so I kind of have to stock up, honestly.
Ooh. Oh, are they really?
Wisconsin's,
I think, in October.
Is that Wisconsin or a federal thing?
I don't know.
No.
I did hear.
I talked to the bartender where I buy my weed soda, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I think October they're closing it." And I was like, "Okay, well I gotta work some shit," and then I'll run out, like, and then I'll have to become. I'm already good friends with Zach, but I'll have to become better friends with Zach, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right, Boris. There was some sort of federal hemp loophole. I do remember hearing about this.
At this point, it seems pretty well ingratiated into our society in such a way that I don't know how just cutting it out would work.
I don't know, man. But
I think probably there's a lot of places that are already like winding down production.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Couldn't
or
tell
like
you.
Offshoring it in some way that.
Yeah, this isn't Weeds Day Wednesday.
This other loophole. No, that's a different podcast.
Correct.
Probably. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not interested in. I've actually never had the weed sodas. I'm not interested in any sort of edible or drinkable weed because.
The nice work. Thing about the drinkable weed is. I don't cough for 3.5 minutes.
Sure. No, I think for some people it really works, but for me, I've never been able to get the dosage right on something that I'm like eating or drinking. It's either nothing or like way, way too much.
I think maybe, and I don't know how much you've had, but like we had some in college, and that was not like
too much.
Well, I think we had a brownie and then talked shit about the brownie and had more brownie and that got way too high. But the thing is, the people making that, this is not an industrial facility. There's no, like, normalization or anything. Like,
no, I know. If I get
a 5-milligram weed soda, I know exactly how much that is.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. But like, weed is completely legal here, so we've gotten all like the gummies and all the stuff, and it doesn't matter, like the pills, whatever. It doesn't matter what milligrams it says on there. Like, I can take one and I'm like completely out of the world, and I take another one and same dosage or whatever, and nothing happens.
I've had pretty consistent experiences. Well, like, I know what I'm in for with a 5 versus 10. With a 5. I'm really chill and fun. With a 10, I'm ruining D&D.
He keeps bringing the 10s.
I sure do. Honestly, can I tell you why? It's because I think that is the weed soda that tastes the yummiest. It tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Do they not all just taste like weed to you? I find they all just taste like weed.
Well, they all taste a little like weed, but some of them complement that flavor better than others.
That's fair. But that's the thing that I'm like, man, have we not figured out how to just, there's only 10 milligrams or 5 milligrams in this gummy or in this whole soda. Like, how does it still, why am I still tasting this? Like, how many ingredients are out there that I would taste 10 milligrams of in a full, like, 12-ounce soda?
I would say it's kind of in the same way as when you drink a 10% alcohol beer.
Yeah.
Well, there's not that much alcohol in here. Why does it still taste so much like alcohol? And when you have a good one, you can't really taste it, but most of them you can.
That's true.
But you're not drinking 100 milligrams of it, which is what a 10% concoction
I know
would
the math doesn't quite math on this,
like,
but you understand my point.
Just so big that I'm like, how can you not mask the taste of 5 milligrams of something?
Do you think they're putting some of that taste in there?
Oh, just to make sure you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It may be. Like how they add an odor to natural gas so that you know, they smell it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's an interesting theory. I'm into that, actually.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I also drink Whims sometimes. I think we talked about Whims on the show like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And I don't drink that much of it, but it's like, for your context, Boris, it's like a flavor packet, but the flavor also has weed in it. So the idea is it's just a little bit of goop, and you put this little bit of goop in whatever something. You're drinking anyway.
Yeah.
And now it's a weed soda or whatever. And
yeah.
The first one I got was like lemon ginger flavored, and it was like really gross.
Yeah, that seems like a case where you're not trying to add flavor. You're trying to just, like, add
the But then product. Later I got the unflavored version, and the unflavored version tastes like a little bit of weed, but not that much weed. And if you put it in, you know, a 12-ounce seltzer or whatever, you can taste the weed, but not that much.
Yeah.
But I feel like... I think if those chemists could figure out how to make it not taste like weed at all, they would have done it by now.
That's... I assume that. It's just, like, kind of wild to me that 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams of THC can... Which I assume you're not getting just that. You're getting a whole extraction, and of that extraction, like...
I really only do the dry sciences. I can't help you with wet science, and this is one of the wetter
wet sciences. Wet science!
As soon as H2O comes into the mix, Sam's out.
Ew, no thanks.
That's...
I need that for life.
It. Yeah. I was going to make a bedroom joke there, but...
Yeah.
Something about I can't get wet, something like that?
You know, your lovely wife.
Oh, that, you know what?
She does
you
the wet science. Yeah.
Now that I'm hearing it, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a burn, it's that makes more up sense. There. Yeah, you got it. Okay.
I used to watch Wet Science on HBO at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That you're really focused on the dry side of things.
Yes, because of my name.
Oh, interesting.
Oh. Should we rate these beers?
I guess.
Tyler Wet Blatt.
Of course, when people ask me how to pronounce my name, I say dry blat, like the opposite of a wet blat.
But that's not how your name is spelled.
I know, but it helps people. It helps people. I swear to God, it does. Because I get—I don't know if you know this, Sam, but I get introduced to places all the time. You know, people are constantly introducing me. yeah.
Man, I was at the things.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the pharmacy the other day. Picking up a prescription for my lovely wife, and I said my name, and they were like, "We don't have that." And I was like, "Oh, that's weird." And they were like, "What's the address?" And I gave them the address, and they're like, "Oh, it's under Ginsburg. It's Ginsburg, right?" And I said, "Yes." And I consider that significant personal growth, because five years ago, I would have jumped across the counter and kicked the shit out of this person.
Like, yeah, well...
It's not my goddamn name!
And also, so you said Ginsburg, right?
Yeah.
Like, you said, I'm here picking up for Sam Ginsburg. And they couldn't figure out Ginsburg and Ginsburg. It's the same...
Right, if you swap it, I'm like, oh, they probably typed in J...
Right, but it doesn't...
Something.
Yeah.
The confidence with which the person spoke makes me think they were like, oh, I fucked this up. And instead of being cool, I'm going to double down and be a real dickhead about it. Yeah, and
I mean, yeah.
I gotta get these antibiotics back to my wife. I have my infant here with me. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta buy an Arizona iced tea. I'm at Walgreens.
99 cents is the only thing that hasn't inflated.
Bro, I was so mad. I had my $1 bill in my hand, and they're $1.05. Sales tax fucked me.
Oh, damn. See, Delaware, no sales tax.
I should move. Yeah, I should move just for the Arizona iced tea.
okay, let's wrap it up. Boris, what did you have over there with your weird summer stout?
Yeah. Kind of a weird summer stout because it's an imperial stout, but this is the Moat Mountain Chicoroa Barrel-Aged Imperial Stout. Aged in Chicoroa straight rye barrels. Brewed in collaboration. So Moat Mountain Brewing Company brewed in collaboration with Tamworth Distilling. So they did use some rye barrels. It was pretty good, honestly. I haven't had an Imperial Stout in a long time. Also, it's summer, but it's a little chilly up here in the evening. So I think it fits. Very strong toasty notes, kind of sharp chocolate. Kind of dry notes, and you get a bit of that kind of vanilla sweetness, I think both from the 9% ABV and also from the barrel agedness, that like oaky vanilla flavor. I think this beer did exactly what it was supposed to do, so I'm gonna give it an 8.5. I think it was a really good beer. Ooh. Honestly, if you like If you're in a cold climb, I think this would be a really nice like winter warmer type. I know that's a different style, but warm you up in the winter type beer. I'll recommend this to someone on a ski weekend, maybe warming up in the lodge.
Okay. And you're giving that shit an 8.5 in August.
That's crazy.
In August,
like,
man.
So I want you to bring it back in December here. And let me know how much more you like it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this house, it's not insulated. This is like a three-season house.
He's a chilly
house.
Boy. He's a chilly boy.
Shut it down. So it's going to get, it gets really cold in this house.
That's like, why you're in the sweatshirt with the pit stain.
Late September. Pattern. Yeah, with the pit stain. Yeah. Anyways, this is all to say, good beer.
All right.
In New Hampshire, check it out when you go to Pub on Page, where they will give you a good deal if their hood vent hits the bed again.
And drop Boris's name. They'll help you out.
Yeah. They know me. I've had one cocktail. They know me.
So I had Energy City Bistro Cabana Strawberry Watermelon. And my first thing is, can you guys see? I don't think it's coming through. Can you guys see it? Just the splotchiness.
There's a lot of grossness on there. Yeah.
It's sort of top to bottom. It's just like, if you have orange, like extra pulp orange juice at the end, just like all the way down, they're just like glorp on there. So it's a glorp heavy situation. And we talked earlier about my feelings on strawberry and artificial strawberry. And this strawberry tasted like artificial strawberry to me, which I prefer to real strawberry. But it's similar to Fruit by the Foot in two ways. One is tasting like artificial strawberry. The other is extremely chewy, which is good if you're Fruit by the Foot, and it's bad if you're beer. I thought this was really a tough drink for me. Like just the pulp of it, I feel like it's kind of the whole problem. Also, there's no watermelon, and also it wasn't sour at all. So like, I thought I was going to like one of three flavors. Instead, I liked a different one, and the other two weren't there. So, like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to give this a 2, and I'm going to recommend it to just, like, strawberry maniacs. If you're a strawberry maniac, try it, I guess. But also, you need to like artificial strawberry, not real strawberry, because it doesn't taste like real strawberry.
I was going to say, I'll get my daughter right on it, but...
It's only 5 8, it'll be fine. Strawberries.
I had a weed man who described himself as a peanut butter maniac. Would that do anything?
Well, I think if he could, if there's someone who likes this beer, the two of them should get together. Peanut butter maniac, strawberry maniac, two great tastes that taste right together.
That's true.
Can I quickly ask, what city is Energy City? Who do they think?
Oh, that's a super good question. Oh, it says here, best kept cold. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay, then.
Church Street Brewing Company, Itasca, Illinois. I've never heard of Itasca, Illinois. But I guess
that's not what I think of when I think of Energy City, but carry on.
Okay. I had Bacalar, or however you actually pronounce this, honey lager. 5.8%.
Yeah, you're going to need to text me that later so I can find it on Untappd.
It's Yeah, I will. This was very honey forward. I thought it tasted quite nice, but it was like there's a lot of sugar in this, and drinking sugary beverages kind of makes me feel gross, and I feel a little gross after this. So while I enjoy drinking it, I wouldn't really want another one. So I think I'm going to give it its ABV of 5.8 and recommend this to... I was going to say diabetics, but they can't have that much sugar, right? Isn't that the whole thing? So maybe if you're not diabetic, I recommend this to you.
Well, no, they need a specific amount of sugar. It's not... They can have sugar, but they can't have too much, and they can't have too little.
Well, if you're a diabetic who needs a lot of sugar for whatever medical reason, this could be for you because it's very sugary.
If you just took more insulin than you meant to take...
Yeah. I have a little bit of a tummy ache, so 5.8 is where it is. What do we got going on? Sam, what are you drinking next week? Do you know what you're drinking next week?
Well, I think last week I said I have too many sours.
Right, and then you brought this non-sour beer on.
Hello! Greetings, child.
I'd like to say hello to a kid who went to bed an hour
ago. Hello.
Hi. Hello. You know what would be fun is going to bed. You should try it out.
Everybody loves going to bed.
Sam says you should try going to bed. Okay. She's hungry, apparently. So we'll see how this goes.
Midnight snacking. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sam might have something sour, maybe. Maybe. Boris, thank you for being on. I hope you survive the cold summer nights up there.
The harsh August nights of New Hampshire, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Yep. What was that?
You were remotely in these parts. You were in Vermont for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, for sure. No, it does legitimately get cold at night in like September.
It does.
Yeah. And what is that? There's a Mark Twain quote, I think. The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. So anywhere can be cold. Anywhere can be cold.
There you go.
If you're pretentious enough, anywhere can be cold.
And we are.
I guess, yeah.
I'm just saying I live in Wisconsin. Don't fucking talk to me about cold winters.
Listener, if you want to talk to Sam about cold winters, because he's not as tough as a Wisconsin boy as he thinks he is, then you can email us at BrewsNewTuesdayPodcast.
Shut up, sauce arms.
Oh, I'm secret Italian. God, wouldn't that be something? Three Hoodie Sam, we call him. That's right, because he just puts up with the weather so well. He doesn't need any sort of winter jacket. He just needs three hoodies. You can talk about all of this by emailing us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, commenting links at BrewsTuesday.com, or blue skying us at BrewsDayTuesday. Don't let us keep knowing. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. Take your medicine, you feel better. Right? I just keep hearing the boo boop of you side Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Mary. Mary, get off of here, Mary. You're not part of this.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Man, what a good friend she is.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We're gonna try and get this kiddo to go to bed.
Yeah, so. Dude, good luck.
Good luck.
See you guys later.
Bye, guys.